Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and along the Genesis Communications Network. GCNlive.com is their website to listen to the stream over there. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget that we also have our good friends at the Salem Media Group have us out on selected stations, some of the largest radio markets in the country, and we thank them very much for that. And we appreciate all of our Salem Media listeners, too, and great independent stations around the countryside where we have the great fortune of being able to be heard. So we've got quite a great cross-reference of people that we talk to every night. And that doesn't even count. The Internet streams out there going along, and there's a bunch of them, I'll tell you that. But the Internet streams going along out there where our show is being streamed, including my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can hear the show live right there, right now, if you can't hear it any other way. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those folks out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on a third watch, starting with the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there hauling the goods and services. And let's not forget the FedEx and the UPS drivers all doing a yeoman job, especially with the floodwaters that were around yesterday and are still around today, tonight, and probably will be till Friday before it finally clears off altogether. And, of course, our bulk mail center operators. There was no mail delivery in my area yesterday because my street was flooded. Good reason, right? Now, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the oil and all the different petroleum products so that we can get on down the highway. Appreciate you guys and gals. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. Now, we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on X, formerly known as Twitter, we're on X as at Captain's America, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, we're going to bring him in right now. He's out there in California where he's high and dry. But we could change that in a nanosecond if you want to hop on a missile and fly over here and come on in there. Kyle Warren, everybody.
All right, well, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yep. Everybody's happy to be surviving another day. Some people are not in as good a shape as they were yesterday at this time. But, hey, I told you this was going to be a big-time water event, big-time flooding event. If you were in a flood zone, you need to get out of Dodge. And for the people that stayed behind, and some of them had to be rescued, I'm not going to find fault with you, but we told you so. All right, Kyle, are you ready for the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to do a little 30-second audio blurb here and listen to what it is that happened yesterday. Most everybody already knows, but for the ones that don't, here we go.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says Idalia packed a punch when the Category 3 hurricane made landfall along Florida's Big Bend coastline.
Idalia is the strongest storm to hit this part of Florida, to make landfall in this part of Florida in over 100 years.
The storm submerged cars, ripped apart buildings, and downed power lines as it moved across the state into Georgia and the Carolinas. Criswell will survey damage with Florida Governor DeSantis on Thursday. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Well, Kyle, that kind of wraps it up a little bit, but we had trees go down. We had a lot of flooding. Now, let me just tell you about my experience. I've seen a lot of different things in my 30 years in the fire service, and continue to see them because I still volunteer to do certain things for the CERT units around. And I am a one of the communications people, one of the radio operators, if and when my services are needed. And I called in some reports yesterday, but I was on I-275 going south. I decided to go home, much to my chagrin. No, not really. I decided to go home after the radio show and make sure I still had a home to go home to, and I waited till it got daylight so I could see what I was doing. The northbound side, which is a bridge of I-275, but it's up in the air, not on the ground, was being pounded by waves, and the water was going across all six lanes of traffic on the northbound side, and it was actually flooded for more than a quarter of a mile, standing water in the bridge, and they had a few minor fender benders to begin with, and they decided to shut down the bridge because of that, and it stayed shut until late yesterday afternoon.
Wow. Well, again, this, the amount of water that came into the area there of Tampa especially is just overwhelming.
I saw it. I watched the surge coming up my street. I'm not that far off Tampa Bay. And when I got home, there was a little bit of water going down the street. And as it was going down the street, I could see the water coming at me, getting a little deeper. Well, finally, to get into my driveway, which is up off the street, I'm on like a mound. To get up off the street, I pulled up, and the water was a little bit more than 2 feet deep, and I backed up onto my carport and just watched it for a little bit, and I could see it roaming right, just flowing right on down the street. And, yeah, it was moving water. It was moving water, but the water had backed up in the storm drains, and the water had from Tampa Bay had nowhere to go but down the drains, up the pipes, and back out onto the streets. So, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more, and, yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, including what the hell happened to Joe Biden yesterday and Mitch McConnell. Are they taking the same medication? We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch, and call us at 1-877-969-8600.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and we'll get right back to Kyle in a minute after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow, MyPillow.com, the website. All you got to do, folks, is go over to MyPillow.com, the website, use the promo code CAPTAIN. Yep, that's it. One word, CAPTAIN. And whammo-bammo, you're in like fun, and you can save all kinds of money like many people are doing right now because they see the savings on things that they use every day anyway. Pillows are just part of what Mike Lindell does. He's also got the sheets and the towels. Beautiful towels, I might add. You save a lot of money on those, too. Mattress toppers, the mattresses themselves, my slippers, and so much more. And for your little furry friends, how about getting them a pet bed? I know I had a pet bed for my dog, and the dog decided that he liked that better than he did laying on the bed. The only time he'd hop on the bed is if we called him up there. And then it was like, oh, yeah, you're going to rub my belly, so I'll come up here for that. But other than that, it's really neat to watch the pets when they take care of their turf, and that's my bed, you're not getting in it. And we had a cat at one time along with the dog, and the two of them would go back and forth. The cat would be in the bed, the dog would come up and he'd go rah like that, the cat would bounce out, and the way that the cat would go back up onto the bed or wherever it went. But it was hilarious. So anyway, MyPillow.com. They also have a 24/7 phone number if you want to call them and talk to somebody, a live person. It's 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time on the number, 800-641-5459. Call them up, ask any questions, place any order you want. They can do all of the above, and they're there 24/7. They're there right now, ready to talk to you. Again, MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN, and happy shopping. Many of you have been doing that, and we thank you very much for supporting a great patriot in Mike Lindell. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Howdy, howdy.
Hello, Captain.
Now, we could spend a lot of time talking about the storm and this, that, and the other. And, yeah, it was a storm for all seasons. The thing about this one is unlike the storm we had last year, I guess it was last year, down in South Florida, just a little bit south of Sarasota, I might add, that did millions, hundreds of millions, maybe billions of dollars. I never did hear the final amount, but maybe billions of dollars of damage. This one here was, the majority of it was all flood-related because of the storm surge. And when this thing came ashore up in the panhandle, it had a wall of water as high as 16 feet.
I mean, that's just unbelievable. I mean, how can you imagine that much water?
That's right. And fortunately, where it did come ashore up there in the Big Bend area, it was a sparsely populated area, so it wasn't like you went up there and you did all the damage you did down there in Fort Myers last year when it actually destroyed, took houses off their moorings and destroyed them. Yeah, it did a lot of damage where people had homes, even right here in my backyard in Tampa Bay, where the people, and this was the way Florida used to be years ago before, you know, the big investors came in. They would put mobile home parks almost on the bay with boat ramps and whatnot for the people for easy access to the bay. So you have a lot of these older mobile home parks that are situated in low-lying areas where it floods. And when the water comes in, yeah, it gets in their places, but it also knocks them off their foundations and whatnot. And all of a sudden you got a mobile home floating down the highway. And that happens all too much. And there was a lot of that damage yesterday, as well as a lot of the infrastructure with poles being knocked down, because when the ground gets soft and whatnot, the trees fall over, they knock down power lines, and sometimes they take the poles with them. So we still have a bunch of people without power. At the height of the storm, we had well over 500,000 people in Florida and the southern part of Georgia. That number, of course, went down during the day. But Georgia, it tore across Valdosta. We hope you folks up there in Valdosta were okay. Our good friend Scott James, I've not heard anything from them, so I'm assuming that they fared it all right.
Well, hopefully so, indeed. And you mentioned about the power, Captain, right now. Of course, a lot of that's concentrated up in the Big Bend area of Florida, and to the tune of about 145,000 customers.
Yeah.
In Georgia, just north of there, 128,000 customers still out of power, 38,000, almost 39 in South Carolina right now. And in North Carolina, starting out about 14,700. So they've still got some ways to go, unfortunately. And, of course, the storm is still raining and doing all kinds of stuff there in South Carolina.
Well, we're on the downward trend here, so now they're, and by the way, for the people that still don't have power that you're listening on your car radio, your phone, or whatever to us, thank you very much for doing that. But you will have power, and the power company's got a little rule they abide by, too. We told you about it. Don't go walking through the floodwaters, especially if you see power lines or any kind of line in the water, because even some of the telephone lines are charged with power. So they got to be very careful. Don't go walking in the water. Call them up, tell them you got something, and when they get everything caught up that they can do from the outside in, then they'll come into where the water is, because it's a very tedious process, what they have to do to get the power turned back on. So just be patient and you'll be fine.
Well, that's right. And this is, of course, where your storm prep really comes into play, especially if you've stockpiled some food that you can make, and especially you don't need electricity for example. And, of course, also your communications, battery-powered radio, your medicine, all these things so that you can hunker down while they start to restore these services.
Now, I got some great news for the kids. You ready?
Sure.
Most of the schools are open today. Most. I said most. However, some of them in the greater affected areas will not open until Friday, and some of them may not open until Monday. They'll make the call today and tomorrow as to whether or not they're going to open on Friday or not. But right here in my immediate area, the 14 counties of the Tampa Bay region, as we call it, all the schools are going to be open today with just a very few exceptions. Hardy County will be opening today. Some of the other schools that were going to open yesterday delayed it one more day. We've got some Fridays in here. I know. Let's see here. Friday. Okay, Polk County. The schools won't be open over there until Friday, so they get an extra day over there. But I get it. And even the colleges, the state colleges, there's a few of them that aren't going to open until Friday, but most of them are going back to school again today. The state universities, Florida State, they're coming back Friday. New College of Florida, they're coming back today. And, the theme parks, you know, people want to go, can I go to Disneyland? Well, yeah, you can go to Disneyland, but not all of it's open, sorry. The water parks, believe it or not, Kyle, are still shut down over at Disney. However, the Magic Kingdom's over, open, Animal Kingdom, Epcot, and the Hollywood Studios are open over there. So, but the water parks, because they have to rely on the water, and lots of it, they're not open yet. They will be probably over the weekend or Monday once everything gets situated with the water again.
Well, that's right. I mean, there's certain things they have to check, especially when it comes to, you know, going and getting in the water. They want to make sure that it's safe and clean, yeah.
And one other thing, the airports, I sit right here in between two runways at the Tampa International Airport, and you can usually hear the planes taking off and landing. I went out tonight when the freighters usually go up to see if they were going to go up. That's the freight planes, namely Prime and FedEx and UPS. And each one of those planes was in the air at their normal time tonight. They weren't flying last night, but they were in their normal time pattern tonight, flying up out of here. So the cargo planes are moving. The passenger planes don't until tomorrow.
Yes, very interesting indeed. And, of course, for theme parks or other things like that, I'm sure you can check their websites. They're probably trying to communicate with their guests. And
right.
For the schools, too, I'm sure that they want to check some of these schools to make sure there were no leaks or floods or anything like that that would impact the kids.
Well, Kyle, they also used many of them for shelters, so they have to clean them up.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. Now, if you want to call us, folks, and you're somewhere around the countryside, you got something you want to add about the storms or whatever, the number's 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. We'll try to get you right on. The only thing that prevents us from doing that is the break that I'm going to be hitting here, a hard break in about 20 seconds. Then we have to put you on hold, but we usually tell you that. But we'd like to hear your storm story. Maybe you got one, maybe you don't, or maybe you want to offer your help, or you want to tell people about something that could help people, whatever. That's what it's all about. This is a time when we come together. We don't fight and argue with each other. We come together. And if you want to fight and argue with this cat, we'll hang up on you. It's that simple. All right. Kyle, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I hope everybody weathered the storm fine. And I hope you're weathering it now where it's headed up and headed out to sea here over the next few hours. All righty. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S.
Thursday news update. Idalia is leaving Florida with record storm surge levels along the state's west coast. In Perry, Governor Ron DeSantis says storm surge is the major problem.
They did get a lot of water down there. They have not received any call regarding a fatality as a result of that storm surge.
It made landfall early Wednesday morning as the strongest hurricane to hit Florida's Big Bend area in 125 years. Idalia is now downgraded to a tropical storm, moving over Georgia and the Carolinas tonight. The stars of Late Night are joining forces for a podcast focused on the ongoing Hollywood writers' strike. Spotify announced Tuesday that Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, and John Oliver strike Force 5. Spotify says the podcast will share once private chats between the Late Night hosts who started meeting in May after the Writers Guild of America went on strike. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. He'll be around tomorrow. We're going to have a great passionate discussion with him. Of course, go over to undergroundusa.com to find out more about him and check out his book while you're over there, Nullification. It's a great book, great reading, and after you read it, give it to a politician. Let them read it and understand what it's all about. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is something that I take on a regular basis every day when I start my day. That's the best time to take it with breakfast. Always take it with food. Take it with your breakfast when you get started out, and I do that. And it works 100% drug-free, and it keeps me out of the pain and the swelling and the inflammation and all that stuff that I used to go through on a very regular basis, and I don't anymore, thank goodness. It kind of comes and goes once in a while. I can tell you it's going to rain or you know, when things get the right way. It's kind of like people with arthritis and rheumatism. They can tell you the weather. But anyway, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 is in it, and it goes right straight to the source of your problem and helps to lower or even eliminate the pain. It is 100% drug-free, as I said. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And, of course, it supports your body's healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in. In short, it's kind of like taking a vitamin pill. But the best part of it is it works, and it's worked for me for well over 13 years, and I strongly recommend it to anyone who's going nowhere with their pain and their discomfort and their swelling. This will work. Give it a chance. You can start out with a 90-day plan, the quick start, we call it. $19.95 is all it costs. And you get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, and for $19.95, it gets it all started. And in the words of Kyle Warren, who knows something about this, Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo! Relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets it started. 3-week quick start. Then after that, it's up to you as to when you, how soon you want to receive it and how often you want to receive it. You can go 30, 60, or 90 days on the shipments, and whatever it is you want to do, you can do. Well, Kyle, speaking of Relief Factor, in a good way, not a bad way, I wonder what the hell Joe Biden is taking and if Mitch McConnell is taking the same stuff, because we're watching again in front of us the deterioration of Joe Biden go downhill and Mitch McConnell go downhill. Both of them had episodes yesterday with all the cameras rolling, didn't they?
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, this is the second very disturbing episode for Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, where he just kind of just checks out, literally for about 30 seconds or so, to where his aides are coming up and saying, Senator, did you hear the question? This kind of thing. It's very disturbing.
Well, Joe Biden did the same thing, but he did it with the cue cards in front of him. He couldn't read the cue cards, and he was fumbling through them trying to say what he was trying to say, and it was bad. And while he didn't have to do a whole hell of a lot, all he had to do was deliver the remarks that were written on a cue card for one event and meet the Costa Rican president, Rodrigo Chavez. And it did not go well because Biden made some of his typically false remarks about the economy, including that Bidenomics was just another way of saying restoring the American dream, when in fact he's made things so much more difficult for the ordinary American. He's actually caused American prices on goods and services to go up 16.9% since he took office. And he even got an assist in the false remarks from Kamala Harris, who claimed that he'd lowered the cost for working families every year, every way, when in fact the opposite was true. What a dope.
Well, but they can't say, you know, anything other than what they just said. Otherwise, you know, they can't come out and say, well, you know, it's not really going well, you know, and we don't know really what to do about this. And at the same time, they're not even doing a Bill Clinton when he said, I feel your pain. I mean, that would be more effective even right now for Joe Biden.
You want to hear something that's really strange, and then you tell me what you think. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden said, and this is a direct quote, if it's sold in Chicago, you can buy the same drug in Toronto or Paris cheaper than you can buy it in Toronto.
Okay.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it's sold in Chicago, okay, and you can buy the same drug in Toronto or Paris cheaper than you can buy it in Toronto. Really?
It's kind of just goofy.
Well, it's more than goofy. It's crazy. And then, of course, we had Mitch McConnell. And I don't know what to say, except it's obvious that he is definitely losing it. He looks old. He looks frail. He looks weak. And yesterday he froze again, this time for 30 seconds. He stood there at the mic. And when it became apparent that he'd frozen again, an aide came up to him and said, did you hear the question, Senator? And she tried to cover for him while he was trying to recoup, I guess. And then one of the male people came up and got on the other side of him, and they were getting ready to escort him off, and he didn't want to move. He was like frozen in place, and he couldn't say anything.
Well, that's right. And finally he said something like, I'm okay or okay. And then, of course, this looks as if, again, he's had this same thing happen. And they said that the senator felt lightheaded. But I'm wondering if this is obviously more than that. And of course, I think they said he's also going to seek out physician's care, but I think he came back and answered more questions. So this seems to be transitory in some way, and I'm not a doctor, but obviously this is something that seems to be incredibly serious.
Well, he appeared physically unwell. He looked weak, he looked frail, he looked fragile, and then he had that happen to him. And then when he did respond to the incident during the press conference, he told reporters, "The president called to check on me, and I told him I got sandbagged." No, he didn't.
Yeah, that was the first time, I think, that this happened as he was walking through. Or did he say it again?
He said it again.
Oh,
he said
wow,
it again.
Okay.
He says,
well,
"I told him I thought I got."
Joke. Yeah.
He says he told him I got sandbagged. No, he didn't. He had an episode right there in front of everybody that was watching. And again, I go back to what I originally said about all of this. The man looks like he's deteriorating. He looks like he's having a stroke right in front of us.
Yeah, it's incredibly scary.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, let me go to the phone real quick because I don't have a lot of time. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, name is John, calling from Sarasota, Florida.
Hey, John, how are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm still standing. How about you? Go ahead.
I'm still standing also. Listen, you know, I like your show, and I like what goes on, but, you know, this is all very redundant. We don't have term limits. We have no term limits. We have senior citizens running the country. These people are dinosaurs. We have baby boomers that have no idea of how many branches of government there are. And you know, talking about incompetency every day, it's embarrassing. It's just an embarrassing.
It is embarrassing, but we got to talk about it because you got to do something about it.
Well, let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
What can be done when they robbed in an election? And, you know, you're talking about, you know, the old man, you're talking about Feinstein, we're talking about people like that. What can be done?
We have to show up to vote. 20 million of us, 20 million of us did not vote in the last election. Do the math. 20 million of us did not vote in the last election. The majority of them were Republicans that did not vote. The second largest mass was independents. If that continues, we're never going to control anything. We've got to get our butts to the polls and vote, period.
Can I ask one question?
Yes, sir.
And this is the million-dollar question.
Yes, sir.
This country, the people that are in their 50s and 60s and such are dinosaurs,
mm-hmm.
and the stories were being told, like you had just mentioned, the economy.
Yep.
And everything other than, you know, the situation with the vice president.
Yep.
Who's believing this? I mean, how in the world can anybody be sold this bill of goods and have any cognizance to believe any of it? I don't know.
Because people don't do the research. They don't do their homework. They just watch television, ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC. That's where they get most of their news because a lot of people don't have cable or satellite, and they're not watching what the rest of us are watching that are in the news business because that's what we do. And here comes the break. Thanks for the call, John. It was a great call.
Thank
I look forward to talking to you again. But anyway, Kyle, it's all about we the people, and we got to get off our duffs. And do something about it. We can. All we got to do is do it. Hold that thought. Be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And the lovely Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket.
don't care. I got a ticket to ride, Kyle. I'm telling you, that brings back memories.
Yeah, it really is. That's a great Beatle track, you know, absolutely.
Yeah, well, I got a lot of these old nostalgic albums and things that I've kept over the years because I knew that somewhere down the line somebody would want to hear the stuff again. And I've had people calling me up every night or sending me messages and whatnot saying, hey, can you play The Animals? Can you play Hermes? Can you do this, that, and the other? And I said, well, if I can find the song, I'd be more than happy to. Well, it's pretty easy to find the Beatles songs.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a look at the weather. And, of course, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. You guys and gals out there in the highways, you're looking for a good place to stop and get some good vittles, amongst other things. And the fuel is always well-priced, especially if you're a member of the Drivers Club and get in on the discount program. You'll start saving some money on your fuel. And when I least expect it, I save 5 cents, sometimes 10 cents. Depends on how many points I have. Scrounge it up there. But I can tell you that we've got some stagnant air out there where Kyle's at. I don't know that he's sucking it in where he's at, but up the line it looks like it. And we've got some interesting temperatures again out west. And some developing rain up there in the northwest. Kyle's going to tell you all about it. And then, of course, we'll tell you what's going on down here in the south. Have at it, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're taking a look again at the southwest. We're not seeing the excessive heat warnings per se, but it's still going to be hot, and you do have an air quality alert in the Phoenix area. But right now in Phoenix, in the overnight hours, it's 97 degrees in Phoenix. We continue to be very hot throughout Southern California on up through the Central Valley, and there is an air quality alert in the Central Valley right now. We've got smoke impacts from wildfires in Northern California. The Redwood Fire in Tulare County, for example. So you've got all these different things going on. Also, looks like we've got a lake wind advisory up for our friends in Reno coming out I-80. Lake wind advisory in effect until 11 p.m. on Thursday. So you want to be aware of that. Gusts can be up to 25 miles an hour and sometimes 40 miles an hour. Then also, you mentioned, Captain, about precipitation. We do see that in just in Northern California, near the border coming up Interstate 5 north of Redding to the border with Oregon, we do have a flash flood watch in effect right now. Could be debris flows caused from excessive rainfall over the McKinley and Head burn scars. So you want to be aware of that. Then also up in the Pacific Northwest, we do have, looks like some kind of rain system that's just north of Seattle. It's actually a little bit east of Seattle. As it makes its way down from Canada right now, but not impacting the city itself. But it is impacting the interstate there on I-90 if you're near Easton, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, no problem. And then just a little bit up in northern Montana right now. So more next hour. Be careful out there.
All righty. Well, we're going to start in North Dakota. Got a little bit of rain coming in from Montana up there in the northwestern corner of North Dakota. It might get in there in the next couple hours or so, but otherwise it's a slow-moving little low-pressure system. And down in South Dakota, coming out of Rapid City, you've got some what could be some more rain coming out of Montana. It also could be some cooler temperatures, which wouldn't be a bad idea. Moving down into Nebraska, the eastern half of Nebraska, once again, the schmutz level is very high there. That means that the air is stagnant, and some of it's from the smoke, some of it's just from the hot air and all the air not having anywhere to go, so to speak. And Omaha, all the way over to Lincoln, all the way over to Grand Island, and all the way down to the Kansas state line, you're going to have some bad air conditions, so people with breathing problems need to take it easy when they go outside. All right, Oklahoma looks pretty good. Minnesota looks pretty good. Iowa and Missouri look pretty good. Arkansas looks pretty good, but then we get down to Texas and Louisiana, and here we go. The heat's back in the mix again down there in eastern Texas, from Texarkana south all the way down to Houston and Beaumont, and the western half of Louisiana from about Monroe all the way on down to, down towards New Orleans is very hot temperatures today, and there's some flooding going on in the lower part of Louisiana tonight. That's all the water that they had yesterday being brushed by the storm and whatnot, and the water coming in from the tributaries next door, I'm sure, in Mississippi and Alabama, where they got some of the rain over there as it worked its way up the line. you've got some poor air quality in San Antonio, poor air quality in Dallas, and we got a little bit of fog tonight on down along the Gulf, all the way down towards Corpus Christi from just south of Houston, so be advised of that. Now moving up rapidly into North Carolina and headed out to sea is the remnants of now tropical storm Idalia. And, of course, there's been a lot of flooding. There's still some flooded roads here in Florida, still some debris down, still some power lines down. You'll see the detours, and you'll just have to drive around it. But as things clear up and as the water goes down, then they'll start getting into some of those areas they weren't able to get into yesterday. They'd rather do it, obviously, in the daylight than the dark, especially with the wires in the water. And Georgia got a lot of rain and quite a bit of damage and some tornadoes yesterday. And Valdosta, we think you fared fairly well from what we heard, and we're happy to hear that. Up into South Carolina, east of I-95, there's still some tropical storm watches and warnings up in there and some flooding going on, as well as along the coastline of North Carolina, where this storm is projected to go out and go out to sea and move away from the U.S. So that's what we got. Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the program. You want to check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out all about the My Rewards Plus app. Find out how you can earn points on the fuel that you buy. And also find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Now, I don't want to discourage anybody, but keep your eyes on the Atlantic Ocean, folks, because we still got four systems out there right now. We've got Franklin, which is a hurricane, and Hurricane Franklin is moving slowly out into the ocean, going up about 130 mile an hour winds. We've got disturbance number 2, 30% chance of forming. We've got Tropical Depression number 11 with a good chance of forming, winds 35 miles an hour, almost a tropical storm. Right behind it, in perfect alignment right now at the moment, straight east of Florida, a number of miles, but a ways away. And then we've got coming off Africa, another day off Africa, disturbance number 1 with a 70% chance of becoming a storm. We're in the peak of hurricane season, so there's 1, 2, 3 developing that all could present problems for the continental United States. We'll let you know as things pick up. And Kyle, you hang in there. And folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Thursday, Thursday, Thursday. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8...
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.